This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in, starting out with Rick Rule, not only a good friend, but certainly a giant in the industry. My friend Rick Rule. Corey, take it away, bud.
All right, Rick, let's talk about the resource sector in general. We'll start off with the gold market and how I think everybody knows that gold has been on a pretty good run, even though it's been moving for the most part sideways for the last about 3 months. But investment-wise, we've seen money flow into some of the big-name stocks, some of the larger cap. Everyone's saying that could be a lot more institutional money, more of the safer money. And then we've also seen some money trickle into the mid-cap stocks. This is all just a bigger process of what a bull market looks like for not just gold, but for resources. Can you please explain why I'm either right or wrong on making that assessment that this is how bull markets start to form?
Corey, I think you're absolutely right. I like to give people a visual of a circus master with a bullwhip. And the whip itself is the bull market. The first part past the circus master's shoulder, the butt of the whip, if you will, is the physical metal. It moves first, but it doesn't move the furthest. The second part is the senior stocks. The third part is the junior producers. And the fourth part is the juniors. We're in a full-fledged bull market now with the whole whip moving. The seniors have delivered spectacular gains. The metal has delivered good gains. The secondary producers are beginning to deliver spectacular gains, and we're seeing the exploration juniors begin to catch a bid. I think you described it perfectly. The increase in participation in the market in the Sprott ETFs is instrumental. The Sprott Senior Gold Miners Trust, the SGDM, exhibited the first move, and now the junior, the SGDJ, is beginning to get really substantial inflows. And so I think your description of the way the market works is perfect.
Now, Rick, before we get into some of the junior sector where the money is starting to flow into, a quick question on the majors here, because about 3 years ago, a lot of people were pounding the table saying, look at how much debt these guys have. It's unsustainable. They're going to have to either figure out a way to renegotiate this, or a couple of them are going to have to go under. We haven't seen that, and now that argument seems to be off the table because we're in this other bull market. Do you think that still is a concern for investors?
Well, I think it should be a concern for investors. I think it belies a bigger problem, which is in the universe of 1,500 juniors, there's probably 300 that have a reason to be on Earth. It would be ironically useful for everybody if the other 1,200 went to listings heaven. Of course, they won't. But you still need to participate in this market with real attention to quality. It is likely that many of the nothing-nowhere brain-dead zombies will get refinanced this cycle. But the truth is, if you participate in that refinancing, you won't be participating in an economic activity that can generate wealth. You'll only be participating in an economic activity that generates a story and salaries for the managing director. So it's important, despite the fact that these companies likely won't go extinct, that you don't sacrifice your own portfolio performance to substandard companies. And substandard companies applies to 80% of the market.
Unfortunately, it does. And for a lot of the junior companies, as you pointed out, a lot of them still just have what I would consider worthless properties that they are able to raise a little bit of money on right now, but there are the cream of the crop that can jump to the top, to say the least, and become bigger plays. In terms of juniors, do you think that this is just the beginning of seeing some of the money flow in before it starts to trickle over to some of the other commodity sectors?
Yes and yes. That's a really important point. You'll recall, with regards to the TSXV Resource Index, the index by which we all measure each other, that that index fell from peak to trough by 90% in nominal terms, and more than 90% in real terms, because unsuccessful companies got excised from the index. An index which has fallen by half and then gained 70% is an index which has recovered about 12% of what it's lost. So can the junior resource market go higher? Yes, much higher. The second question that you ask is also a very good question. My own belief is that we have seen the bottom, by and large, in the other parts of the resource index, the other industrial commodities. That isn't to say that oil, having fallen to 40 and then recovered to 50, couldn't fall back to 40 again. But my belief is over the next 3 years, we go higher rather than lower across a whole range of industrial materials. What that means is that in terms of junior resource equities, the leadership that we're seeing in gold is going to begin to filter out into other sectors. And I think we're going to enjoy the same broad-based natural resources bull market that we enjoyed in the 2002 to 2006 timeframe. We've talked on your show about the impact of supply destruction, and you're starting to see that in commodities pricing now. The second thing that you're starting to see in the index is the actual performance, and in some cases, the mania associated with equities in materials, niche materials other than gold. I'm talking about lithium. I'm not myself a particular fancier of lithium, but I'm using this as an educational point to say that we are going to see, as this bull market matures, a synchronized bull market that isn't merely precious metals dependent, but rather across all or nearly all of the precious and industrial material sectors.
One thing that I want to bring up is, you know, having been an investor in this segment for quite some time, and I would have to say somewhat successfully, I think there's really only one bottom line in our industry. You know, your point about 80%, 90% shouldn't even be listed, I would agree with that 1,000%. But, you know, I have to say, if you look at the management of a company, you know, let's not consider anything other than management. You get to know those people really well, and you understand what turns their crank. You understand what drives them. I think if you invest, not exclusively, but if you can separate the wheat from the chaff, which fortunately I've been able to do, this industry offers returns that we have never, that are totally unavailable in any other investment vehicle.
You know, Al, what you say is so true in both regards. That is, the incredible volatility and rewards accorded to extractive industries, primarily because they're so cyclical. But more importantly, your more important point was the fact that people make the difference. When I look at the success that I've enjoyed in my career, it's, I think, been a function of three things. I've worked very hard, of course, but other people who compete with me have worked very hard, too. I've learned to be a contrarian. That is, I've learned to write checks and grit my teeth in 2013, 2014, 2015. But the most important thing was that I had the very good fortune to be associated early in my career and then continuously through my career with people like Adolf and now Lucas and Ian Lundeen, with Bob Quartermain, with Ross Beattie, with Robert Friedland. I have had the extraordinary good fortune to be around the best of the best. And when I think back at all of the work I've done and all of the chances that I've taken in the 40 years that I've been in the natural resource business, if I would have had the discipline to simply invest with the 5 or 10 best people I knew over 40 years and work half as hard, I probably would have made half again as much money.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on with our friend Rick Rule. Rick and Sprott Global, I should say, and some other folks are putting on what I think is one of the best resource/investment symposiums in North America, and it's in Vancouver, B.C., end of July, 26th, 27th, 28th, etc. Corey and I are definitely going to be there. I'm kind of looking at it, since I'm trying like hell to retire, I'm looking at it as being a bit of a vacation. But having said that, It is very worthwhile from an educational standpoint, and for that reason, it will be much less of an education for me. And it's going to be great to be seeing a whole bunch of old friends, old colleagues at that. Rick, tell us a little bit about it.
Thank you for the introduction, first of all. It fits in very well with the discussion that we had in the last segment of your show. The first thing is that the theme of this conference is Living Legends. You will be addressed at this conference by people like Ross Beaty, Bob Quartermain, Lucas Lundin, Robert Friedland, people who have built billion-dollar companies and are still active today. You will be addressed by a whole range of newsletter editors. In fact, the paid circulation of the editors who will be on our dais exceeds 1 million investors. You will hear from people that are paradigm shapers, like Jim Rickards and Doug Casey. Importantly, this is, I think, the 25th year that this conference has been ongoing, so it stood the test of time. Importantly, this is a conference that is shaped by its attendees. One of the things that the attendees have told us is that they believe that exhibitors are content too. For most conference promoters, the qualification to become an exhibitor is a pulse and a check that cashes in reverse order. Our attendees have told us that they consider the exhibitors to be investment opportunities and content. And the consequence of that is that in order to be a public company exhibitor, an issuer at our conference, you have to be owned in a Sprott managed account. Now, that doesn't mean that the stock of every exhibitor present is going to go up. What it does mean is that we understand those companies well enough and have researched them thoroughly enough that we own them in our own account. The value proposition to the attendees is, first of all, that they will be addressed by people who have built successful public companies and are still operating companies. They will be addressed by some of the most important paradigm generators in the natural resources business. They will be surrounded by exhibitors that are handpicked and owned by the conference promoters. And by the way, they will be surrounded by about 700 other well-educated, high-net-worth investors. The opportunity to access this kind of quality information very early on in a bull market, I think, is almost guaranteed to be at once interesting and profitable.
Now, Rick, I want to talk about the registration process, because we have a link posted on our homepage if anybody wants, first of all, a direct link to register, plus a special discount that Sprott and Rick are offering our listeners. You need to go click on that link. One interesting aspect, if you do sign up for this show, you get access to all the videos that were recorded in 2015 and recordings from that sold-out event. So to me, this is very worthwhile for people who either didn't make it last year or need a little refresher to get a feeling for what they're in for. Why did you decide to do this, Rick?
Well, we think it was important to pay attention to the strategies that were appropriate in a market bottom. There was wonderful content last year. We had over 50 attendees last year tell us on the evaluation form that it was the best investment conference that they had ever attended. The fact that we had all of that content, much of it timeless, available, meant that we had a way to add value to this year's subscribers based on content that had already been delivered and we had already paid for it. It was another way simply that we could add value to people.
You know, that point shows you Rick's philosophy and why he's so damn successful. I also want to say that any of our listeners who would like to get together at a informal reception with Corey and myself, just let us know. You know how to get hold of us. You have our email addresses, and you're also most to be very active on the blog. We'd love to get together. Maybe share a glass of wine, a beer, what have you. That would be an awful lot of fun. We'd like to schedule ahead of time, though, so that we can, have a decent event and all of us have a really good time. Rick, tell us a little bit. But now, you mentioned this conference has been around for how long?
At least 25 years. It began life as the Agora Natural Resource Investment Conference. in the bear market, Agora, who are, you know, world-class marketers, lost interest in the conference. And rather than have it die a death, many of our more important clients thought that attendance at that conference was an important part of the benefit that they received and their relationship with Sprott. The consequence of that is that rather than let the conference die, our clients asked us rather forcefully to resurrect and continue the conference. And it's been very interesting, actually. We picked up the conference 3 years ago at the depths of the bear market. The attendance had fallen off to about 250 people. The first year we had the conference, we got the attendance at 400. Last year, which was not a great market, we had it at 570. And my suspicion is that this year we'll have it at 700. So the franchise is deeply resilient because of the very high quality of the content that the conference sports now and has, in fact, exhibited for 25 years under the prior Agora stewardship.
Rick, can we get a quick comment on the type of companies that are going to be there? I assume these are all vetted by at least somebody in the organization?
More than vetted, Corey. We have to own them in Sprott-managed accounts. And they will vary in size from companies like Franco-Nevada and Silver Wheaton on the very, very, very large size, all the way down to small exploration companies, particularly prospect generators, which, as you know, I'm very fond of. So they vary in market cap between probably $15 million and $6 or $7 billion. What are important to us is that every one of the exhibitors have strong insider ownership. Every one of the exhibitors has qualitative things that differentiate them from their competitors. Every one of them is run by a chief executive who has been successful in the past in an endeavor that's closely related to what they are doing currently. We probably refuse exhibition space to 40 companies this year, not necessarily because they were bad companies, but because they didn't meet the criterion of having been vetted and being owned in Sprott accounts. One more time, the fact that we own them, sadly, doesn't guarantee that they go up in price. What it does guarantee is that we have looked at them and found compelling reasons today to own them.
Okay, there you have it, July 26th, 27th, 28th, etc. Don't meet me in St. Louis. Meet Corey and I in Vancouver at the Sprott Conference. Thanks, Rick.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Here's a guy we have on the line right now for our guest for segment three, Brian London. Brian is one of my favorite people in the world. We have socialized with Brian and his lovely wife on different occasions. Very, very bright man. Brian, we were chatting off mic a little bit about the situation with the Fed. You know, Mrs. Yellen came out with the Fed comments earlier in the week, and I really, really latched onto a comment that you said. You know, I believe that people are trying very hard, whether it's the governors or all the way down to the rank and file employee. They're trying really hard, but you know what? They are very decent people, in my opinion, based on my past hands-on experience with them, but their mission is totally inappropriate, as you said. Can you elaborate on that?
You know, Al, I completely agree with you. I don't think there's evil intent. I don't think there's bad people in those jobs. I think, in fact, there's very talented people in those positions, and they mean well, but the results that they're getting are increasingly ineffective, and at bottom, their mission is inappropriate. The manipulation of the price of money, if it should be done, should only be done as an emergency measure when there's, you know, a dramatic, you know, crisis of liquidity, as we saw in 2008. But if so, they ought to open up the floodgates briefly, then get the hell back and keep your hands off the market and let the market do what it does best, apply resources or direct resources where they're most needed or most effective, and punish malinvestment. And none of that happened. So what they've been doing since then is trying to treat the fever with aspirin instead of antibiotics. And so they're not curing the disease. We needed to have some type of a dramatic readjustment. You had so much debt that needed to either be defaulted upon or settled at lower prices. And instead, all we did was add more to the debt. And they're trying to have a slow motion default through currency depreciation, but everybody's trying to do that, the whole world. That's a recipe or that's a cure for an isolated economy when they can default on their currency and wipe out the value of their debts. When it's the whole world and every currency needs to be devalued, there's really only one thing that it can rise or can correspondingly rise in that atmosphere, and that's gold.
Well, Brian, one aspect that a lot of pundits have been talking about that the Fed has ruined the market is in terms of a business cycle. And you even alluded to it there where you said the market needs to punish malinvestment. The market almost needs to work itself out. And right now, the Fed is not allowing the market, and for that matter, pretty much every central bank is not allowing its domestic market to punish that malinvestment and to have a natural business cycle. And that's why we're seeing, and it seems like we're stuck in this slow growth type of atmosphere without any real light at the end of the tunnel, in my eyes. Where do you stand on this argument?
Well, the flip side of when there is a great destruction of wealth is that it overshoots to the downside and there are great values. And then that engenders a flurry of investment into these undervalued assets by risk takers, entrepreneurs, business people who see opportunity. And we're not getting that. But on the one hand, everything that the Fed has done and the other central banks since then has been a disincentive for investment. You can get money cheaply, of course, but if money is so cheap, then times are extraordinary and risks are extraordinary, and you're just going to bank that money, bank those funds, buy back your stock, and not invest and not build productivity. And everybody's stuck in the same loop.
You know, everybody is stuck in that same loop. I think we are victims, in my opinion, that everybody in the United States is a victim of falling into a trap that simply is a very dangerous trap, and it's a trap that it has no escape from, and that is an economy that is basically planned, which in effect is, in a sense, what the Federal Reserve is trying to do. An economy of that type, as you know, Brian, has never, ever worked.
Right, it's a recipe in mediocrity, and that's what we're having. Now, with all that said, the reason why the U.S. economy, to whatever extent it is growing to some extent, while the rest of the world isn't outside of the developing nations, is because of the innate dynamism of the U.S. economy. I mean, everything that could be done to slow down the economy, if it were a plan, has been done, and very effectively. But we're still a lot better off than the rest of the developed world in terms of rule of law, managed economies, free markets, etc. It's not where it should be. It's not where we could put it. But it's still better than Europe, and it's still better than other developed economies. So we are growing, albeit slowly. But, you know, that can only go on for so long. And I think the employment numbers are showing that we may be issuing or may be entering a recessionary environment.
Now, Brian, let's talk about your comment regarding gold at the onset of this interview, because I do agree with you that as countries move down the road of just more money, the money supply pretty much everywhere just continues to grow. But then on the flip side, you're talking about a deflationary environment that we could have around the corner. This is a push and pull on gold. Do you think that gold then would rise to levels that we haven't seen before, or is it more the argument that gold would be so much more stable than a lot of the other investments people could make?
Well, stability isn't a bad thing, you know, if everything else is
I agree.
As Einstein said, everything's relative. So in effect, if gold just, you know, number one, if the rest of the world is going to hell in a handbasket and economies are being devalued or currencies are being devalued, they'll have to be devalued against something, and that the only thing left standing is gold. So I don't see it just being stable if everything else is going wacko. So I think what we're looking at is that the rest of the world is printing money like mad. You have negative interest rates, in the majority of the world's developed economies now are ultra low rates, negative rates in real terms at the very least. And in that environment, gold is the high yielding asset. And from what Yellen was saying at the Fed policy statement, the way is clear for gold to higher levels.
Well, Brian, I would agree with that comment, obviously, and I think the stability comment on gold is very crucial here. Can we take one more step forward and talk about the ineffectiveness of the Fed? It seems like, obviously, a while ago, everybody was hanging off every word that the Fed was saying, but if you go back a month after the minutes were released for April, well, then we had pretty much everybody thinking that there would be a rate hike, or at least a lot more people thinking that. And then as more data points came in, obviously rate hike was completely off the table. Look what happened now. They have backtracked, and we only have six Fed governors saying that they expect a rate hike, or six governors change from two rate hikes to one this year. It shows just how ineffective their commentary has been in actually leading the markets.
Yeah, they can no longer lead the market anymore. They're following the market. And what you said about them lowering their rate forecasts have been lowered repeatedly, but still were far higher than the market had long term. So what they've done in this last statement is lower their forecasts more in line with where the market was in general. So rather than leading the market, they're being led right now.
Well, I have to say one thing about gold in general. One of the reasons that I am further optimistic about gold, aside from it being the asset of last resort, in my opinion, and my actions do show that, is that because of the emotional aspects surrounding precious metals and because of the fundamental aspects surrounding precious metals, I don't see any way that gold will ever, relative to currencies, decrease in value. Just my opinion.
Well, that's its role.
All right, Brian, always great chatting with you. Hope everybody enjoyed this segment. Stick around, we're going to be right back to wrap up the first hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Okay, welcome in. Now we have one of the best, I have to say, one of the best authorities on monetary issues, on currencies, on precious metals, on the markets, etc., and that's Axel Moore. Known Axel for a long time. Axel makes his home and his corporate headquarters down south of San Francisco on the peninsula. Axel, let's talk a little bit about Brexit. We're going to be talking about it more in other segments again this week. It's coming right up. It's right around the corner. Janet Yellen mentioned in her commentary earlier this week that one of the reasons that the actions on the part of the Fed were minimal is because she and the governors feel that if Great Britain should happen to exit from the Eurozone, that could cause significantly bad, negative impacts on the United States economy. Do you agree with that, first of all?
I agree that she is petrified about the Brexit, first of all.
Okay.
I think that's the first thing. And then already we have to differentiate a little bit more. I think there are two major issues, and she mingled the two together, which I thought is a bit surprising. There is the financial stability concern, whether all hell breaks loose, so to speak, if they were to leave and financial markets have a major tantrum. And the other one are the longer-term implications, how does it relate to economic growth and so forth. Mm-hmm. I attended a conference at Stanford the other day where there were, I think, four Fed presidents, and three of them were very concerned about Brexit. And Janet Yellen all but said today, hey, the reason we didn't migrate is that because of the Brexit fears. I mean, she said that because there could be a negative fallout from it and so forth. And then she mingled those concepts. Now, basically, if we look at the markets, there is stress in the markets. Some indicators are stressed in 2008. And we have German bonds that turned negative on the 10-year out, suggest a quote-unquote flight to so-called quality, that people want to hold anything that they can get a grip on in case something bad happens. Now, let me just, before we – obviously, if they were to vote to leave, let's keep in mind everybody's going to think about the next step, then Greece wants to leave and Spain wants to leave and so forth. But let's first keep in mind that when something bad happens, policymakers will come out and saying, oh, don't worry, we'll manage it. And also let's keep in mind that this is just a popular vote. In order to – the next thing that has to happen, the parliament that's overwhelmingly in favor of staying will have to kind of ratify that vote and officially notify the EU that they're going to leave. And then a two-year clock starts ticking. Now, I'm not suggesting that if Brexit vote is confirmed that not bad things are going to happen in the market, but the world is not going to come to an end the next day. And so what the Fed is doing, the Fed is being chased by the market as always. Rather than having a long-term strategy, they say, oh, if the markets come down, we'll hike rates. But otherwise, we'll do whatever the market tells us to do.
Well, I think what you just said there, Axel, is that the Fed is absolutely more dependent on the market than they would like the market to be dependent on them. And that became very obvious to me at this most recent statement, but also just through their continued forward guidance that keeps on getting changed. But as for the Brexit vote, you are right. This is going to be a process. Just because the vote happens on Thursday doesn't mean that all of the balls are up in the air right away. There's still a number of other actions that need to be happen. Plus, the question is just what happens to the rest of the countries in Europe. But let's first focus on Britain. There's a lot of people that say the British economy is based a lot on banking, and some of the European countries have said that they would switch their banking to other European countries who are in the EU if Britain does leave. Do you think this is a valid concern that the British people and British, let's say, leadership need to consider?
Well, the market says so. It doesn't really matter what I say. If you look at some financial indices, take XLF. That's the index that the sub-index to the S&P. That's the financial index, which has most of the U.S. banks. The U.S. banks in Europe are represented in London because London is kind of the only friendly place in the European Union towards banks. The other place that's friendly might be Ireland. The other place that's important might be Frankfurt. But the financial services index is very highly correlated to the sterling right now, to the British currency. And so the market says, yes, that's a very valid concern. And basically, in the European Union, if you have a license to do business, you have in one country, you have a license to do business in any other country. And so if the UK were to leave the European Union, well, that license is in jeopardy. And guess what? The other countries will want to get that business. So they're not going to make it too easy. So, yeah, don't worry, you can keep operating from the UK. Now, if you're another country in the European Union, you say, no, well, you've got to have a substantial presence in our country as well. So if nothing else, it creates tremendous uncertainty, and they'll have to reevaluate what they will do. In the short term, they'll say, oh, we'll handle it. But in the medium term, yes, they will relocate some offices. Now, not that everybody wants to move to Ireland or Frankfurt, who's currently based in London, but yes, it's going to be a negative for that sector. And that's in addition, of course, to the other issue that a lot of the banks, and we saw that in 2008, they got the deposits in sterling, but they're making their loans in foreign currency in other countries. And so you have an asset liability mismatch that in an extreme scenario can cause financial stress on some of the UK financial institutions. And that's one of the reasons the UK historically is vulnerable to such extreme shocks. Even though obviously the British banking system is overall reasonably robust. But yes, it's a very valid concern that some bad things could happen in British banking, including American banks operating in the UK, and the markets are rightfully concerned.
Yeah, but let's look at this thing in a little bit broader sense with perhaps a little bit of a longer time frame. My opinion when we talked about, the UK leaving the EU, when we talked about it last Tuesday, I said, I'm talking with Rick Ackerman, I said, in my opinion, I think this falls under the concept of the philosophy of this too shall pass. Now, tell me why I'm wrong on that. I mean, your point was very valid about perhaps some of the businesses moving out because of licensing issues, moving out of the UK. But in terms of life continuing on without any major interruptions, economic life continuing on without any major interruptions, I think that's a pretty good possibility, don't you?
Well, life will continue. Even if we elect Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, life will continue. It just might be a little different, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so we'll survive any of this. The question is, what does it mean for our investments? And let's keep in mind that risk assets, meaning equities, junk bonds, all that wonderful stuff has been inflated by central banks.
Sure.
And so anything that disrupts that complacency, and we can blame the Chinese as we tried to do earlier this year, or we can blame the Brits now. Any of those events can really throw a monkey wrench into that. And now let the markets plunge, and yep, we'll blame the Brits. And just as the Brits blame the EU for all the problems, it would be good for any country, including the U.S., to just kind of do their own homework back home, but it's so much easier to blame everybody else. Yeah, the Brits can survive outside of the EU, but it is going to be an economic headwind. And if you put that in the context of asset prices that are highly elevated, then yes, that's another reason or excuse the market might have or people might have to liquidate some of their investments. And if I just look at one of the things, too, by the way, why you say we should focus on the longer term, but one of the reasons why the short term doesn't matter is that due to Dodd-Frank on similar regulations abroad, banks can no longer be the liquidity providers that they historically are. And you see that in some of the markets we're active in. We see that the arbitrage opportunities that are left on the table. And the reason they are left on the table is historically it's only the big banks that can gear themselves up through the nose, take advantage of those. It's not worth doing that anymore. And so similarly, when you have dislocations in the markets, the banks might not step in anymore. Obviously, we always love to blame the banks, but you got to be careful what you wish for, because when you regulate that, all these guys who step in when the markets get rough are suddenly not allowed to play anymore, unintended consequences will happen. Now, in the long run, what's going to happen is that we have a world where people are dissatisfied. Everybody has just themselves to blame. The European Commission's never communicated the policies properly to its citizens, so people get upset. And what happens is we're voting for more populist policies, and including policies that are not good for trade. If you do vote against being membership of the EU, you're voting against trade. And any country, in my view, that has a current account deficit, and the UK is one of them, that introduces trade barriers is going to see their currency suffer. And so, yes, it's going to have implications. Now, will they be okay in the long run? Well, I guess. I mean, the British Empire has been on decline for the last 100 years. It's going to be a few more years decline. And what else is new?
Now, Axel, I wish that we could continue on this conversation, but unfortunately, we are running out of time. If anybody wants a little bit more in-depth coverage on Axel and what his team think of this Brexit vote, he's holding a webinar on Tuesday, which you can sign up for by going to the Merck Investments website. I always tune into as many of Axel's webinars as I can. I think it's very much worth your time. Axel, we appreciate you wrapping up the first hour of the show with us. Thank you.
My pleasure.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way at Lewis Staff, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. Which product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.